Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Hurst. Rescue workers continue to search for people trapped after an earthquake in Ecuador. Officials say damage from the 7.8 magnitude quake that hit along the central coast last night stretches for hundreds of miles. Rescue workers are searching for people in the rubble. Many spent the night outdoors worried about aftershocks. Carolina Loza Leon has more from Quito.
The provinces that were Manabí, Esmeraldas, and Guayaquil that were hit hardest by the earthquake, many of them lack the infrastructure needed for seismic activity, which is with places like Quito has been more prepared to, even though the whole country is not unfamiliar with seismic activity.
Carolina Loza Leon reporting from Quito. Officials say it's the strongest quake to hit the country in decades. At least 246 people are dead, more than 1,000 injured. In Japan, the U.S. military says it will assist relief efforts with aerial support after two major earthquakes hit the southern part of the country over the past 2 days, killing at least 41. Officials say 180,000 people are seeking shelter. Others spent a cold night outdoors. A meeting of the world's biggest oil producers in Qatar has ended with no deal on production cuts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that the meeting broke up following disagreements about Iran's role.
Representatives of 15 oil-producing nations were attempting to work out a deal that would freeze production at last January's levels. Such an agreement would be an effort to prop up the price of oil, which fell below $30 a barrel earlier this year. But the meeting broke up with no agreement. OPEC officials said they needed more time to negotiate and said a deal could probably be agreed to by June. The session ended after Saudi Arabia insisted that Iran be part of the production freeze. Iran was only recently allowed back into the oil market after the easing of sanctions and has refused to agree to the freeze. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
New York holds its presidential primaries Tuesday for both Democrats and Republicans. Donald Trump held a rally on Staten Island today, and NPR Sarah McCammon has more on how his numbers stack up.
Donald Trump needs to do really well here in his home state. He is way ahead in the polls and is expected to clean up a lot of delegates. If he can get over half the vote in each congressional district as well as statewide, he would pick up all 95 of New York's Republican delegates, putting him closer to that goal of 1237 needed to win the Republican nomination.
NPR Sarah McCammon reporting. Bernie Sanders campaigned for votes in Brooklyn today, and Hillary Clinton was in Mount Vernon, New York today. That after spending the weekend at a big fundraiser hosted by actor George Clooney in California that reportedly raised $15 million. In NBA playoff games today, Cleveland downed Detroit 106-101, and right now Miami is leading Charlotte 67-50 at the half. This is NPR News. In Brussels, thousands of people rallied for a march against hate. That in response to the suicide bombings last month that killed at least 32 people. The rally was rescheduled from an earlier date due to security concerns. Police say no incidents were reported and people of several faiths turned out for the march. A suicide crisis in a Native community in Canada continues. The community in northern Ontario declared a state of emergency a week ago, and resources to help were sent in. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, since then, five more young people have attempted to take their own lives.
All five young people were taken to a hospital in Attawapiskat on Friday night, and by Saturday were reported to be in good condition. Their ages are not yet known. Earlier this month, there were 11 suicide attempts and 28 in March, prompting the chief and band council to declare a state of emergency. Last week, 18 support workers from regional health authorities as well as the federal and provincial governments were sent to the community. They helped thwart what local officials called a suicide pact involving 13 young natives, including a 9-year-old. On Monday, Canada's Indigenous Affairs Minister will visit Attawapiskat to meet with community members and determine how to address their immediate and long-term needs. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
An offshore oil facility has been ordered to clean up its act after California regulators found unsafe and severely corroded equipment. The Department of Conservation's Oil Division issuing the orders to repair or replace the equipment on an island that's a half mile off the coast of Ventura County and to test a damaged, unused underwater well. This is NPR News.